You're listening to The Total Counselor with your host, Attorney Alan Margulies, on News and Talk Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's Attorney Margulies.
Welcome back. Alan Margulies, The Total Counselor, here with you every Sunday from 12 to 1. Don't forget, you can always reach me at radio@totalcounselor.com or 508-650-9900 with any questions that you might have, or if you want to reach out to any of the minds that we've had around our table on these sessions together. And I am joined with David Karofsky from Transition Consulting Group today. And David and I were starting to get into a topic that I'm just going to lead in for a couple of seconds and then turn it over to David. Very often I find with business owners, whether it's family business or otherwise, there's nobody else for them to talk to. They find that they're operating in, I joke, it goes back to, here I'll date myself a little bit, Get Smart days, where the cone of silence would come down on Maxwell Smart. And that's a lot of times what business owners find themselves in, and especially in family businesses, because I know for myself I find that in the family businesses. Sometimes I'd like to say something to Brett that I might refrain from, because I might be thinking in the back of my head, well, if I say that to him, he's going to take it the wrong way, and maybe we're getting together on Saturday, so that's going to influence our family time together, or maybe I'm not going to say something to my wife because she might look at Brett slightly different, and it's all these things go around. So for business owners in particular, we need some sort of outlet. We need some sort of resource for us to tap into, that we have this safety place to sort of hang out and get our ideas across in a confidential environment. And I'm hoping that's a good segue for you, David, to explain to us a little bit about what these peer groups are.
Sure. Actually, it was a brilliant segue. Everything you hit is exactly why my father and I started these peer groups. It is lonely at the top. And in a family business, it can be even more so. When you as a CEO or as a key executive are having an issue or a challenge with another key executive who just happens to be your father or your brother or your mother or your sister, you can't always go to them. And it's a real challenge. We formed the peer groups, actually, and the concept of peer groups is nothing new. There are organizations out there that do it and do it very, very well. When my father, when he sold the business and went back to school and got a master's in counseling as well, and he started Northeastern University's Center for Family Business, he incorporated peer groups as a key component of it. He saw the value. My dad used to be a YPOer and was in his own peer groups in since the 70s, and saw tremendous value in being part of a peer network. When we had an opportunity to start the Peer Alliance a couple of years ago, and our premise was, we want to give people in family businesses an opportunity to not just learn from us, but to learn from their peers. Everybody in a family business thinks that their problems or their challenges are unique to them, and the bottom line is, they're not. And we've seen hundreds of clients, and very few times have we seen something that's unique to a client. The peer groups give you an opportunity to learn from your peers, from other people that are in similar situations, either the heir apparent of their business or have recently taken over. We call it the younger generation, the emerging generation, and the emerging leaders. For them to be able to talk to other emerging leaders or current leaders of family businesses about, not just about challenges, it's not just about problems, it's about opportunities. Last year, a member of our peer groups was transitioning from COO to CEO of a fairly significant business. He used the peer groups to lay out his org chart and how he manages. And we know him well enough to say, geez, you know, you ought to look at this org, or what about that? And are you spreading yourself too thin? Or how do you refocus based on your skill sets? So he saw it as an opportunity, as the groups do, to bounce ideas and concepts and thoughts to a group of people that are dedicated to them. Think of it as your own personal board of advisors. At the bottom, you know, at the end of the day, they're all here for you with your interest in mind, and it gives you a chance to explore both challenges as well as opportunities in your own family business.
Extremely valuable. And the consideration always is that when you talk challenges and stuff, I look at, I've brought up on the show before, with my 7-year-old child, I'm always looking at learning opportunities. He's done something wrong. What things can he take away from this? What can he learn from this? And it's interesting. One of my most favorite parts in law school, although people will say I'm deranged for this, was I always loved the Socratic method. Yeah. And the Socratic method really is so helpful because it forces you to keep coming at things from a different angle and to really drive down to the root of what the problem is. And I think the peer groups are extremely beneficial to allow people to converse and get their thoughts, their ideas out there. It's interesting, I think in the legal community in particular, in certain areas of the law, there's a lot of camaraderie that goes along. Two organizations in particular that I find when I go to conferences, I learn a lot at the conferences where it's real nuts and bolts legal or accounting or tax stuff, and those are really good. But I find the best time is actually the lunch breaks, the dinners afterwards, the hanging out and having cocktails in the bar area at the end of the night, where I really get some of the best ideas, where I have the opportunity to sit, and I'll search out the more like the guys like your father. I'll look for the real gray hair to reach out to and say, you know, if you could start your business again today, sum up for me the last 50 years of work.
Yeah.
And tell me what you would do today, because you know what? The peer groups, I imagine, it just helps you to get from point A to point B that much faster without a lot of the pain.
No, it's the if you knew then what you knew now, right? What you know now. The one of the greatest benefits of the peer groups is that you're getting different perspectives. In the groups, there are usually 8 to 10 people. We don't put competitors in the same group. So you're getting different industries. You're getting real estate. You're getting insurance. You're getting financial advising. You're getting healthcare. You're getting construction. All the different people from all these different walks of life who approach business differently are coming to you to question you and to push you from their different perspectives. And so you're getting this, again, a holistic approach to either a challenge or an opportunity from all different walks of life. And that can be very, very valuable to somebody.
Okay, so peer groups, what if I'm sitting here listening to the show now and I'm thinking, okay, that peer group, it sounds interesting. What are my credentials? Do I have to have a business of a certain size, a certain number of people, male, female? What's...
The business size, no. Male, female, no. The common denominator is they're all members of family business. So that's the first criteria. The second criteria is that you need to be willing to be open and share with candor both your challenges and opportunities and be a real active participant, but also most importantly, be a good listener. That it's not about getting floor time. It's about hearing and giving everybody an equal opportunity to share and to be a very active participant in the groups. And so we interview everybody extensively. We'll do one-on-one interviews with my father, with myself, because we want to make sure that you're a good fit in the group. The worst thing you can do is start to just pick people randomly and put them in groups that we don't feel are good fits, because that ultimately hurts the group, which ultimately hurts, you know, the whole experience for everybody in the group. And so it's definitely not size of business or industry or anything like that. It's if you're a member of a family business, most likely the member of the younger generation. We have members that are anywhere from 30 to 55 years old that is interested in growing personally and professionally by learning from their peers.
Excellent. So really it's an exclusive group of people that you're selecting. So basically I might sign up, but I might not be the right for this particular group. So the best bet is for folks to reach out to you sooner rather than later so that either they're right for the next group or maybe a couple down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. We're rounding out the three groups now. We're looking to launch a fourth group in the fall. And so we are taking applications. We have a few people lined up. But again, I won't put competitors in the same group. So, you know, there sometimes is industry overlap. But if you're interested, go visit thepeeralliance.com and check us out.
Awesome. So very good. We're discussing Minds Around the Table. We're discussing family. We're discussing business. And you can see with this Minds Around the Table, I view the peer groups as another mind around the table, really.
Absolutely. It's a different type of mind, but there's 10 minds around that table, no question.
Excellent. So I've found this extremely valuable, David, and I appreciate you coming onto the show. But
thank you.
Absolutely. I want to bring up one other quick thing. We have a few minutes or a few seconds left on our show. On your website, I want to direct listeners there because some of the postings that you've got on your blogs, I think, are quite valuable. And the best way to get there is www.fortcg.com. And one of the points in particular that I found interesting was the 5 family business exercises for a healthy 2014. And I think if you look at that, it's not just for family business. I think it's for any business to really look at. Great resources there. Again, David, just give everybody a quick way to get in touch with you.
Great. You can, and again, Alan, thanks for the opportunity. You can visit us at www.fortcg.com or Google us at Transition Consulting Group. Thanks, Alan.
Absolutely. I am Alan Margulies, the Total Counselor, here with you every Sunday from 12 to 1. You can always reach me at radio@totalcounselor.com or 508-650-9900. Happy Father's Day, and I plan for next week.
You've been listening to The Total Counselor and your host, Attorney Alan Margulies. Join us again next Sunday for more of The Total Counselor on News and Talk Radio, AM 830 WCRN.